Hey, hello, hi, what is up, and welcome back to another episode of the Let's Get Aloha Spirit podcast. I'm your host, Kyla Nicole, the creator of GetAlohaSpirit.com, a website where I talk about all things positivity and a bunch of other cool stuff. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little different. The title of this episode or the post on my website is Turning Stress into Art. And I'm a firm believer in using the stress and like that negative energy that we face and turning it into something creative. And I think a really big stress reliever for a lot of people is being creative. And so today I kind of wanted to just talk to you about how I turned my stress into art, kind of tell you my story. Maybe you can take a thing or two out of it, learn a thing or two. And without further ado, let's get right on into the video. Whoa, this is not a video, this is a podcast. I've been watching way too many YouTube videos. So this episode doesn't necessarily have like a how-to or like the normal typical content that I would give you to tell you how to be more positive. But I kind of just wanted to just tell my story and hope for you to kind of learn from it and kind of use that to take and to apply it into your life. So I'm just going to kind of start off. This is going to be really different and interesting, I hope. So I'm hoping that this will just inspire you to do the same or something similar or turn your creative energy into something that makes you feel good, that relieves your stress. So let's start talking about why I call this website my passion project. Whenever someone asks me like, oh, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm working on my website. And they're like, oh my God, you have a website? And I'm like, yeah, it's just a little passion project that I started. And I call it my passion project for a few reasons. One, my love and passion for talking about travel and positivity and all the other stuff that I talk about on this podcast and on my website. I am just so passionate about, you know, bringing light into the world, and I think that that is something that is so important. It also just comes from my love and my passion for wanting to make the world a better place. I think that if you can just make one impact on at least one person, that's really when I say that my job has been done. When I get like a message here and there from someone telling me like, oh, I really like what you're doing with this, like that is like the end all be all for me. Like that just makes me feel so good. If I make the difference for one person and I impact their life in one way, then that's all I could ever ask for. And third, writing is my creative outlet, and creating content on this site adds onto that idea as well. Writing is something that for me is just such a cathartic thing. I have journals that aren't typically used as like one would use as like an aesthetic journal or one would describe as an aesthetic journal, but I write so much of my thoughts, and it's my way of decompressing. And so for me, I take writing and I turned it into something that was allowing me to be creative and still express these ideas of things that I've learned about and that I've loved to have in my life that I would now love to pass on and share to my listeners and my readers. And it's just, it lets my creative energy out because there's so much more to creating a website than just writing things. It was the digital editing that I had someone help me with, of course, with the coding to get the certain colors, to finding the pictures, to, you know, just everything that I do with my website is such a creative outlet for me. And I always say that you can be creative and not be artistic. I have not one artistic bone in my body. I cannot draw. I cannot paint. None of that to save my life. I have no artistic ability. And I do paint every now and then because it, you know, makes me feel good and it, you know, relieves my mind a little bit. But I will say that there's something about just anything that you can do that like gets out that energy. So to some, that would be their energy would be released through paintings and drawings and sharing them or just keeping them private or writing or creating content of some sort, or whether that's through film or any other thing, or even through creating music or writing music or listening to music or whatever that may be. No matter what your creative outlet is, you can create something absolutely incredible out of it. And I think that is something that, you know, just makes everything so much better. Whether or not you want to like publish it into the world or just keep it to yourself or just have a small circle you share it with, I think that creating something that makes you feel good, but then you're also kind of putting it out there and turning it into something absolutely stunning is amazing because we deal with so much stress. I mean, I know I get very stressed out very quickly, very easily, and this website has honestly been a way to kind of keep me level-headed, in a sense that even though I do have to, you know, manage time and set time aside to work on the website, keep the website up, create content for the website, record podcast episodes and all these things, it's something that I love to do and that makes me feel good creating it because I'm letting out any of this energy that I have that, and I'm also making an impact as well, which is, you know, killing two birds with one stone. And now I just kind of want to tell you like where I got Get Aloha Spirit out of. So I created Get Aloha Spirit when I was at my lowest point in my life. I was a sophomore in high school going through the worst bout of anxiety I had ever had since I was diagnosed with anxiety. So it was just as bad as it was when I was 8 years old and I was diagnosed. I had just gotten out of a really bad relationship, and I just felt awful about myself. I had lost all sense of worth and just purpose. And as I was healing and I was going through this healing process of refining myself and pulling myself out of that darkness, I had an idea. And in this time, I was diving into what I label now and what you see on certain content on my website, what I call hippie stuff. This is really when my knowledge on chakras and meditation and working on creating a very positive environment for my head, my heart, and my soul, that's where it all started, when all those things started to take place. Because I found that, you know, learning about my chakras and meditation and working on the positive environment, it was the healing power that I needed for my mind, my body, my soul, whatever you want to call it. And that's where this whole thing started. I have always wanted to start a website. I've always loved, you know, the idea of being a blogger and having a website where I share all these things, and I wanted to have this purpose. I never knew what would that purpose be. And I just knew I wanted to put my thoughts out and I just wanted to share them with the world. And I loved the impact that the positive outlook specifically had on my life and what it did for me. So I wanted to share that with you. I kind of wanted to share my little key, if you will, my key to my good life, my good vibrations that I was able to have. And that is where Get Aloha was born. I grabbed a notebook when I thought of this idea and I wrote out ideas for website layout, sections, the things I wanted to talk about, every little detail I wanted on my website, including what would happen in terms of expansion. And this is one of the ideas I had for my expansion. So the fact that I'm able to actually make it happen makes, you know, sophomore year Kyla a very happy camper. I also wanted to be able to use it as a place to share my travel experiences. I've traveled all my life, really, and travel is a huge part of who I am, and it's something that I would absolutely love to share with the world and you know, in a sense, act as like not necessarily a travel blogger, but give you tips and teach you about things that I've learned and places that I've been and share that with you. Because I don't know about you guys, but I love hearing people talk about their journeys, and I love those travel videos that you see on like Instagram of people going to all these cool places, or even like wanderlust videos or whatever, travel diaries on YouTube. It's just those make me very happy, and I'm so incredibly lucky that I've been able to travel as often as I have, and I just want to share that energy with you guys. I also wanted to, of course, talk about positivity, which is where the lifestyle section comes in, as well as my blog post section to an extent. Again, that's kind of what the basis of this website is, and I think that there are so many parts of our lives that we let kind of just stay in this mushy, like negative, yucky state, and I think that, you know, there's so many ways you can pull yourself out of this, and whether that is through any of the stuff that I've, or any of the things that I've talked about on this website, just check them out, because I talk about a lot of things that apply to a lot of facets of life. And I also just wanted to use the website as an opportunity to explore the realm of hippie stuff. Because again, as I started this website, since my sophomore year of high school, I have dove into, you know, exploring things such as the law of attraction. Again, like I've mentioned this in a few episodes, talking about astrology and just literally anything and everything that would qualify for being hippie based. That's what I did. I'm holding my mic for once. I just wanted to sit down and record this. Just putting that out there now. I probably should have said that earlier, but that's okay. So the sound quality is a little different, that's why. Anyways, so I had all these ideas of all these things I wanted to share. I had all this content lined up. I had all these ideas ready to go. But what was I going to name it? I couldn't just name it like, let's talk about positive. You know, I couldn't just come up with this generic name. So this is when my love for Hawaii and Hawaii life kind of came into place. All the headers of my website, every page that you go on has its own picture, and all those pictures are pictures that I've taken on my own trips to Hawaii when we visited the Big Island and stuff like that. And I wanted to incorporate that energy I felt on the islands onto my website. Whenever I'm in Hawaii, I always feel at ease and just the best version of myself. I always come back with this gorgeous tan and just I'm so much more relaxed. I'm so much more positive, and I'm at ease, as I said. So that's where the whole name Aloha Spirit comes in. I remember searching through Google, like, various Hawaiian terms, because that's a Hawaiian, like, trademark, is the good vibes, the good energy, you know, the shakas all around, hang loose, those kinds of things. And I stumbled on the definition of Aloha Spirit, which it's on my website, it's on the very bottom, but it basically means the coordination of the mind and heart within each person that brings each person to the self. Each person must emote good feelings to others. So it is that exchanging and possessing, you know, that good energy, the positive energy, the positive vibes. And with that, that's kind of where, you know, the name Get Aloha Spirit came, because I wanted to be able to expand your guys's life and my readers and listeners' lives through the Aloha Spirit and more, of course, because it's, for me, it's not all about the Aloha Spirit, but that is something that I still use in my day-to-day life. It applies a lot to the law of attraction. You give out the energy that you give out is the energy that you receive. And so this is the same idea. If you give out good and positive energy to, you know, your peers around you, they're going to give you that positive energy back. Your peers are going to give you your positive energy back. And I wanted to use my website to spread that definition of the Aloha Spirit and go beyond that. And that was really when Get Aloha Spirit began, because that was when I wanted to, you know, get you the Aloha Spirit. And once I found that direction, and once I got that name, everything just clicked. Everything was a breeze. And this is the same with you. Once you find your niche, if you will, once you find that thing that, like, that you just groove with, that you're just, it suits you perfectly. It's what makes you feel good. It's everything you could have wanted. Everything will be a breeze from then on out. And I'm not saying you're not going to have to work hard, but it is a breeze, in the sense that everything just fell into place. And in the way that I had this website idea, and then my uncle, who I'm forever grateful for how much he's helped me with this website. But it's finding those websites. I used, like, I found WordPress, and then I found this perfect layout that I wanted to use on my website. And then he helped me code it to get the color, because the pattern or the website that I have is purple. Purple is my good vibe color. Blue is my happy good vibe color, which is why my whole website is blue. Everything just fell right where it needed to be. Content, I was just writing and whipping all those things out, and I found my rhythm, and it gave me direction into something that maybe when everything else in my life was super stressful and I had no control over, this was the one thing I had control over. I was able to control the content production, control every element of my website. And it has given me something to become very, very passionate about. It is something that I've put blood, sweat, and tears into. It is something that I always say whenever I talk about my website, it's my little baby, because even though I talk about tips and all these things that you can do, there are still parts of me that I put into this website. I mean, there's the blog post section is really where that is, where I put things that I really like and then things about me that I talk about to use as anecdotes. It's really become part of me. It is my baby. If you read my website, you'll get a pretty good sense of who I am. But it gave me this direction in a stressful time. And as I, you know, became more comfortable with creating this website and becoming more comfortable with figuring out and finding my rhythm and routine and balancing school and this, it just became incredible. I was able to then, I now found my rhythm. You'll notice that when I first started the website, if you look back at dates, it was very inconsistent, very choppy. And then I figured out, you know what, we're going to write like 10 posts and then just have all of them backed up, ready to go. And then that's what I did. And same with these podcast episodes. When I decided I wanted to start a podcast, this is my last one of these bunches that I recorded. So you'll probably be hearing this episode. Here's your reference point. I don't know when this is going to come up, but it is currently August 8th. I have 11 episodes. I upload every 2 weeks. And I still have other, you know, standard posts without a podcast connected to it. So I really just embraced working ahead and grinding out all this content. And that's kind of where everything came to be. My website gave me the ability to learn as well. And that's something that I think everything you do in your life, and I've said this before, should allow you to learn. Everything that you're passionate about and your hobbies, even if your hobbies, you don't know everything about your hobby. And so, for example, like with this website, it's given me the opportunity to kind of explore my spirituality, if you will, or my hippie stuff. And it is kind of been this chance for me to grow and understand more about these things that I do when and understand astrology and law of attraction. And I talk about those things on this website and bring these ideas to you because they've been ideas that help me and made an impact on me. So maybe it'll make an impact on one of you or more of you, but for the most part one of you, because that is the end goal. If I just impact one of you, it's also forced me to always maintain a positive lifestyle, which is a very good thing because sometimes it is very, very hard. And of course we do need our reminders here and there where you'll have people, you know, tell you like, dude, this is your brand. Like, don't give up on it. But it does get hard. And having this website has kind of enforced this, and I've learned more about being more positive through this website, which is kind of cool because as I'm teaching you and I'm giving you guys my information, I'm also learning about it, and I'm learning how to combat various things and really embrace being as, you know, positive as I possibly can. And it's, of course, it's like, you know, I don't want to be this negative person and have all this negative energy around me when I'm writing about all the positivity that, you know, you can have, and I do, and I think, I'm not saying I'm not a positive person, but it is a nice, you know, it's a nice cush thing to have going on around you where, you know, you're kind of, I guess not forced, but you are put in this position where it is always a good thing to know exactly what you're talking about when you're wanting to, you know, put it out to the world. So I have a good grip on living a positive lifestyle. It's kind of my brand, you know, being this happy, positive person is my brand. And I wouldn't have it any other way because this website has given me so much. And finding my outlet, this is my outlet, has made my life a whole lot better, more positive, and a whole lot wider. And in terms of learning, in terms of, you know, how I've changed my life in the sense where I have cut out a lot of negative people in my life in the past, you know, I would say 2.5-3 years, whatever, however long I've had this website. I don't even know how long I've had this website, if I'm being quite honest with you. But this just made everything for me work. Everything made sense. I've learned so many new things, and I continue to keep up with, you know, learning and writing and teaching all of these things to you, because I find that the more I learn, the more I want to share. And I'm the kind of person that I want to know everything, but I will never get there. So once I start learning all these things, what better do I have to do just to let this knowledge sit with me than I'm going to share it and just maybe and hope that maybe you will take it and apply it into your life too. And so with that, I think that's kind of the end of my story. That's kind of where I'm at now. And I found my rhythm, and I'm proud of the content that I'm producing. When you read the stuff from my website, you know, the first, you know, I guess I honestly would say the first year of production, it's a mess. I went through my website, I went through my archives, and just every post I have up, and I was reading these things, and I'm like, oh my god, why? Because I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea what I was doing. And once I figured it out, once I kind of found my groove and my rhythm, we're creating new words today, ladies and gents. It just made sense. It clicked, and now I have my rhythm. Now I'm in this position where it's like, you know what? We're going for it. We have a basis of what content we want to produce, and here we are. I now have a podcast, and I really hope you've been enjoying this so far. And with that, I also want you to know that I'm so grateful for you, my readers and my listeners, for allowing me to create and publish something I am so utterly passionate about. This is, again, like I said, become my baby, and I'm so happy that it has received positive feedback and that people have just embraced this part of me, and I love that, and I'm so thankful for you, and I don't think I say that enough. I'm so thankful for the fact that I have this support system and these people who read my content, who listen. Hopefully you're listening, who listen to my content and stuff like that, and who learn and who take this and apply it into their lives. And I'm just so grateful for, you know, this website and this thing that I created out of my stress. And so I hope this inspires you to, you know, turn your hardships and stress into something absolutely creatively beautiful. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I got a little deep. I'm honestly exhausted. I've been recording for podcasts 2 weeks straight. I'm so exhausted, but so relieved that I've been able to produce content. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you have so far. So with that, if you want to reach me, talk to me, see what's going on the website, you can follow me on Instagram at getalohaspirit, or if you just want to talk to me, you have any inquiries, whatever that may be, you can email me at kyla@getalohaspirit.com. And of course, if you want to see content like this and other cool stuff that I talk about, you can check out my website, getalohaspirit.com. I need to do my pop culture plug, don't I? I think I'm going to plug today Community. I might have mentioned it on the show before, but I have literally everyone I've come across since I finished the show, I'm like, watch Community, watch Community, watch Community. I got a couple people hooked. Very proud of myself for that. I will say, and this is just my opinion on the show, and I think the writers, I think they were on various forms of drugs when they were writing some of these episodes, because they are so out of pocket and so random, and there's some that just make no sense, but they're so funny, so entertaining, so good, and it's a cult show. It has a cult following, and it's not something that is as mainstream as like what you would say is Parks and Rec or The Office, but it has a very similar touch of humor as Parks and Rec and The Office do. I personally think it is better than both of them, just by my opinion, by what I like. I love the show. The show is incredible. Go watch it. Hilarious. Something that I'm surprised I haven't recommended yet on this podcast, and if I have, I apologize. I think I'm keeping track of all my pop culture plugs, but I don't know at this point. So with that, I hope you enjoy this episode. I will talk to you next time. And of course, remember to keep your head up through your stressful times. You know, paint something, write something, do something. And of course, don't forget to stay vibin'.